Голос радио.
Zdravo, tole je ljubljanski del Cross Radija, dobrodošli u njegovo drugo edicijo u novi sezoni. Če smo prejšnjič bili še malo počitniško opušteni in več ali manj samo rolal muziko, pa gre tokrat bolj zares. Bolj zares skoraj ne bi moglo iti, saj danes obdelujemo dva največja in najpomembnejša fenomena slovenske subkulture, Laibach in Metelkovo. Metelkova kot najpomembnejši center subkulturnih alternativnih dejavnosti namreč ta teden slavi desetletnico obstoja, Laibach pa so po dolgem pričakovanju za londonsko založbo Mute izdali nov album, ki so ga vživo že predstavili slovenskemu občinstvu in opravili priprave na obsežno svetovno turnejo. Iz albuma What poslušamo single Tanz mit Laibach.
Wir alle sind besessen. Wir alle sind verflucht. Wir alle sind gekreuzigt. Und alle sind kaputt. Von Reichstechnologie. Von Zeitökonomie. Von Qualität des Lebens. Und Kriegsphilosophie. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Brüchen, komm dann mit mir. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Beide Hände reich ich dir. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Meine Freunde, tanz mit mir. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Rundherum, das ist nicht fair. Wir tanzen Adolf Hinkel, Benzin und Apolloni. Wir tanzen Stiegel drüber und tanzen mit Maitreya. Mit Totalitarismus und mit Demokratie. Wir tanzen mit Faschismus und unter Anarchie. Mit mir. Eins, zwei, drei.
Izid novega albuma skupine Laibach ni bil pospremljen samo škandalom, ki ga je povzročil pokoncertni žur Laibachov v cerkvi v Trbovljah, temveč z mnogo pomembnejšo zadevo. Založba Maska je namreč ob tej priliki izdala knjigo Pluralni monolit Laibach in NSK, angleškega avtorja Alexeja Monroa, doktorja iz komunikacijskih in vizualnih študij. Alexej Monroe je posebej za Cross Radio spregovoril nekaj besed o svoji knjigi in fenomenu NSK Laibach.
My name is Alexey Monroe. I'm a theorist from London and I'm going to give you a short statement about my book Pluralni monolit, which has been published in Slovenia. This book is about Laibach and the Neue Slovenische Kunst movement in Slovenia. I want first of all to say that we shouldn't forget that this was also a Yugoslav phenomenon, that Laibach and NSK had links with many people across former Yugoslavia and across the Balkans, and that this is also your phenomenon. This is not just something for Slovenia and Slovenes. The title of the book refers to one of the key forces behind NSK, which is paradox. What I want to draw attention to is the fact that what seems to be monolithic and uniform is actually extremely diverse and plural, composed of a huge range of dissonant shifting sources. Even at its most monolithic, the process remains plural and in motion. It's driven by a still active compulsion to explore the contradictions of society, culture and politics to the limit. However, this plurality is actually what makes it seem to be what people want to believe it is. The book is not so much about what NSK really is, but about how it comes to seem to be what people want to believe it is. I'm trying to reconstruct the scene of the crimes against good taste and common sense that NSK is still accused of. I want to understand the national context, the ideological context, the political context, the musical context. The important thing to remember is that although at one point one element of NSK might predominate, it may seem more Germanic or more fascistic, and at other times it will seem more socialist realist, it will seem more folkloric, it will seem more techno. All these elements are constantly shifting and changing, and it's vital to remember this. NSK is not simply static, it's constantly growing, mutating, and this allows it to adapt to the times and even to predict events. Laibach songs in the early 80s were already predicting war, destruction, terror. And as we know, sadly, they weren't just referring back to the Second World War, they were also referring to what was to come. And this mechanism is still active in their work. We don't know yet what these new works will refer to, but we know that they have a power of correspondence with history. One of the aims of this book was to establish NSK as a significant subject within European and global culture. For me, when I began to follow NSK in the late 80s, there was no comparison to any other artistic or cultural phenomenon. It was simply the most fascinating and the most illuminating. Illumination is actually a hidden theme within NSK's work. What they do is to illuminate the hidden mechanisms and the processes that structure culture, society, politics, etc. If you follow NSK, you can see the contradictions, the noise, the terror, all the elements that are normally suppressed or kept hidden from everyday life. If you witness the operation of NSK mechanisms, symbols and processes, then you witness the concealed threats and the meanings of the sources that they quote, as well as the mechanisms of the regimes that structure our life. The value of illuminating subjects such as art, war, the state and propaganda should be clear, as should be the fact that the book has to be about much more than just NSK. It's very important when you look at NSK not to make the same mistake that's been made constantly since 1991. When the old system collapsed in Yugoslavia, it was said that Laibach's work was done, but they were only concerned with toppling the system. And once Slovene independence was achieved, their work was done. In response to this accusation, NSK created the world's first global state without territory, the NSK State in Time. If you believe that NSK's work was done when the old system toppled, then you're making the same Fukuyama mistake that has been made so often. History is not ended. The game is not over. Even when there are no more releases and silence seems to fall, the NSK story will still be far from over, and its posthumous career may be more interesting. We cannot predict the reaction of a Slovene, a Serb, a Bosnian, a Croatian, a Montenegrin, or even a British person in 50 years when they encounter the works of NSK. For as long as art, war, and states exist, so will the necessary requirement for an NSK type of painful, fascinating illumination. People encountering the works or this text in the future will continue to regenerate their own meanings. And the text is not about drawing a line, but about proliferating meaning. Since this book has appeared in Ljubljana, people are coming to me with their stories, their memories, their interpretations of NSK. And I want to appeal to people to come to me with their experiences of NSK. These will appear in future language editions of the book.
Avtonomni kulturni center Metelkova ta teden slavi 10 let obstoja, 10 let, kar je udarno jedro ljubljanske civilne družbe zasedlo prazne prostore bivše vojašnice jugoslovanske armade in začelo ustvarjati to, kar je danes najpomembnejši alternativno-kulturni organizem v Sloveniji. Za Cross Radio pomen Metelkove opisuje sociolog, aktivist Borut Brumen.
Kar se tiče pomena Metelkove za mesto Ljubljana, jaz mislim, da je da pravzaprav zelo težko najdemo besede, s katerimi opisali pomen Metelkove za Ljubljano. Metelkova je kulturni, urbani, socialni in politični ali pa aktivistični center mesta. In to v različnih segmentih vedno znova dokazuje, da je pravzaprav, na nek način gonilna sila. Metelkova to ni bila seveda, ali pa vsaj noben si ni upal misliti na mestu, kaj šele verjeti, zato pred 10 leti, ko se je zgodila zasedba Metelkove. Seveda za to zasedbo se je začela na nek način ne samo socializacija okolja, temveč tudi sama socializacija Metelkovcev, spoznavanje drug drugega in nekako skozi to življenje, skozi to bivanje skupno, so se tudi razvijale po mojem mnenju, so nastali pogoji, da se je lahko Metelkov razvila to, kar se je razvila danes. Videli smo, pravzaprav vsaki pozna malce bolj dogajanja v tem mestu, lahko pri marsikateri aktivistični pobudi, pri marsikaterem mednarodno priznanem kulturnem projektu in tako naprej, da ne bom izpostavljal posameznikov in posameznic, najde sledi na Metelkovi. Jaz mislim, da pravzaprav tole, kar se dogaja danes, poslavljanje, ki smo mu priča danes, dokazuje, da bo tudi še v bodoče. Kdaj pa seveda ne vem.
Slavo 10. obletnice se je v Metelkovske klube nagnetel pester kulturni spored. Projekcije, predstave, performansi, debate, koncerti. Med drugim nam špilajo Beograjčani Pressing, Rečani Marinada in pa The Dying Sun Ensemble. Na Ortopunk festivalu, ki se tudi dogaja v okviru proslave, pa med drugim igrajo Analena, Nula in Fuck of Bolan iz Pule. Poslušamo Fuck of Bolan v komadu Glasnice.
Da pucaju glasnice!
Kroz radio.